If you don't have anyone that's positive in your life, you don't have anyone that's optimistic in your life, you don't have anyone that actually listens to you for a little bit and goes, man, you got this. I believe in you. I don't care what anyone says. You can do it. Mate, your success ain't coming by chance. Your success comes by action and by change. People were saying that it was a stupid idea because my family didn't support me. Fuck your family. My family doesn't believe in me, so I'm not gonna fucking live my dreams. You don't have to be who you want to be straight away, but you start acting like it and you'll fast forward and attract your success a lot quicker. Man, spend some time on yourself. Give back to yourself. But remember, we are stronger together. And if you want change, you got to take action. But the truth is... Since 2018, I've helped thousands of people heal childhood trauma, overcome addiction, get off their anxiety and depression medication, and finally take control of their lives. Many have gone on to start their own business and become speakers, coaches, and leaders who are now transforming lives every single day. I've built a global community with over 3.5 million people, spoken on stages all over the world. And now I want to help you to do the same. If you've ever dreamed of becoming a certified life coach, making a difference and building a life of purpose and freedom, this is your moment. The LMP Coaching Institute is where healing meets transformation and passion turns into profession. Click the link below to apply now and be the change that you wish to see in the world.
What's up, everyone? How you doing? Welcome to the Luke Mitar podcast. A blessing to be here, blessing to be alive. And I'm going to spend some quality time with you. And I'm going to be staying connected here in the chat as well with everybody, whoever joins us on YouTube. So welcome. And most importantly, I'm just going to spend some quality time with you because I'm here to spread a lot of positivity. You know, I'm here to share my energy and my time with you because I know that I have struggled with fear and doubt, and my mind was really negative for a long, 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 long time. And I'm also on the journey of more transformation. I'm on the journey of healing. I don't believe that we'll ever be healed. I think that your awakening is a part of your beautiful, beautiful journey as you keep moving forward, becoming more self-aware and becoming more emotionally aware and becoming aware of the blocks and the things that are in your way, the things that are not helping you to be a better version of yourself, the past that maybe has been hindering your success. And, you know, I know for myself that mentally I was living in my head for years, right? And if you're watching this right now, let me know in the chat if you have been struggling with doubt or fear or, you know, mental challenges or blocks that you know that if you could overcome them, that you would have more confidence or that you would take action more or you would start a business or you would do something more out of your comfort zone, but you've been living in a prison in your own mind for many, many years. And so that's why you know yourself that you're not living your best life. And that's why Les Brown says, you can either live your dreams or live your fears, right? And he has this one story where he talks about, you know, the end of your life. And you get to the end of your life and you're lying there on your deathbed. And the dreams that were with you your whole life, they come to you on your deathbed. You're lying there. Maybe you're in hospital, wherever you are. You're lying there, your last 10 minutes, 15 minutes, last half an hour of your life. And your dreams, they're angels or the spirits of your dreams. They come to you. They visit you. And they come to you and they say, man, we were with you the whole time. But you doubted yourself. You lived in so much fear. You gave up on yourself. You waited. You made excuses. Constantly fearing and fearing and fearing. And the dreams, they were with you the whole time. And now we have to die with you. Now we have to die with you. Like when I heard that from Les Brown, I was like, man, that's profound. You know, I know that word prolific. Nipsey Hussle says that prolific. All right. But it also reminds me of be so good they can't ignore you. You know, how do you get good at something that you're not good at, right? We are so afraid of things that we are not comfortable with or that we haven't done before, so we don't do them. We're scared. We stay away. And like, legit, ask yourself the question, how do you get good at something that you're not good at? I was once upon a time not an expert at social media, podcasting, the internet, computers, whatever, right? In order for me to get good at this and flow, to be able to be confident and comfortable with my voice, even your voice, let us know in the comments, how many of you have ever listened to your voice and thought, oh, I sound ugly? Like your own voice. Like you don't even want to send a voice message or a recording. You're not even comfortable hearing yourself. You don't want to hear it. I'm saying this because me too. I'm saying this because it brings us to our awareness of like, wow, yeah, I'm not even comfortable with my own voice, the sound of my voice, right? And it took me a little bit of time as well. Now I can listen to my podcast and listen to myself and go, oh yeah, that sounds good, right? But where did it come from? Is it the lack of like unconsciousness? Because we do speak every day, right? I mean, do you talk to people when you're speaking? You can hear your voice when you're speaking. But all of a sudden, when it's being replayed back on a voice message or something, an answering machine, whatever it was in the past, we're uncomfortable, you know? So if there's any kind of mindset shift that needs to happen for you right now in your life, is to take back the power. Take back the control. I'm feeling very humbled, very grateful, very happy, very optimistic about the future, about our life, about our success, because I know myself, I'm doing my due diligence on protecting my brain and protecting my mind, the psychology of our mind, my subconscious mind, how I'm programming it. I'm so happy for you that you've decided to be here today to help yourself stay positive, stay optimistic, to feed off a little bit of Luke mind power, right? For me to share my energy with you today, just for this moment. If you're here with us for 10 minutes, for 15 minutes, for 20 minutes, 40 minutes, doesn't matter. But the fact that you're here, man, give yourself a round of applause that you're taking care of your brain, that you're surrounding yourself with something positive, someone that says, hey, I believe in you no matter what the fuck you're going through. You can do it, man. Like wherever you're at in your life, whatever you're struggling with, guess what? I believe in you, man. You got greatness in you. You got power in you. You're going to get through it, right? It just because it's raining, it doesn't matter. You can get I'm going to be your umbrella for this moment, right? And put that umbrella up and the rain is not going to hit you. And maybe you've been feeling the rain. It's been heavy and it's been stabbing your back. And it hurts and it's uncomfortable and you feel like you can't keep going. You feel like you're giving up, man. I'm your umbrella, okay? Open up that fucking umbrella and go, man, God is with me, man. Luke Mindpower is talking to me. I'm going to be all right. I'm going to get through this shit. I'm going to keep moving forward, you know? And that's what it takes, man. Surround yourself with some sort of healthy, good energy. If you don't have anyone that's positive in your life, you don't have anyone that's optimistic in your life, you don't have anyone that actually listens to you for a little bit and goes, man, you got this. I believe in you. I don't care what anyone says. You can do it. If you don't have any of these kind of people, I guess I'm the only one. Let me be that person for you because I'm just here to empower you. I'm here to lift you up. I'm here to raise your vibration, lift your spirits, and remind you that you are amazing, that you're going to get through this. If there's a gift that you can give to yourself, be it the gift of being focusing on what you can control, okay? Because there's a lot of stuff out there. You know, there's a lot of bad things that are happening, but also there's a lot of good things. Let me be that good thing. There's a lot of good things that are happening, and we got to try our best to protect our peace, protect our energy. And remember, you don't listen to a podcast like this if you don't have a greater calling. You don't listen to something like this if you don't have a bigger purpose. You don't listen to something like this if you haven't got this huge power within you that is going to help you to get to where you need to be. You're not listening to this by accident. You don't do this, man, right? You be off over there somewhere else doing out other things, right? You got to pay attention to the signs. Many of us are just not tapped in enough. We're not paying attention to the signs. We're not listening to ourselves. We don't understand ourselves enough. And so we're off dawdling around sleeping. where we're not waking up from our slumber. And that was me for a long time too. But then 2018, my grandmother passed away, and that was a big moment for me. I don't know why someone needs to go and why something bad or something hard needs to happen in our life for us to go, hey, is this really the life that I'm supposed to live? Is this really what I'm supposed to be doing? Ask yourself the question, you, right? Because as soon as you ask questions, for some reason, I think God's listening. It's like, seek and you shall find. Ask and you'll get an answer. Knock and the door will be opened. But most of us, we kind of just keep dawdling along thinking that life is just going to change, it's going to evolve, and things are going to move just by chance, you know? And the truth is, mate, your success ain't coming by chance. Your success comes by action and by change. And if you want change, you got to take action. But most of us are just waiting around, hoping and wishing. And sure, prayer is powerful. I'm going to say hoping and wishing and praying and meditating. But guess what? Do all of that. But if there's no action, like, come on, man. There's got to be some power behind your thoughts, your prayers, your intentions. There's got to be something. You got to step up, man, you know, and move. Because you're not a tree. You're not stuck in concrete that is dry and you're trying to move, but your foot is there and it's dried up. Your foot, you stepped in some concrete that was soft and all of a sudden now you're stuck. And you're like, look at me. Can you see me? Like, come and help me, right? That's not you. You're actually in a powerful position where you can refocus your energy and realize that you can make a big difference in this world, and that's what you came here for. Otherwise, what are you doing watching the Luke Mind Power podcast? Why are you here? You know, I'm just here as a messenger to remind you of your power. I'm here as a messenger to remind you that you can change the world. And you can say, I changed the world. That's a big call. I'm like, yeah, fucking oath. It's a huge call. You know, I'm here to remind you that you are crazy enough to think that you can change the world. Fuck yeah. Right? But you don't have to do it on a massive scale. I'm not saying like get out there and millions of people and this and that. I'm saying you can change the world by helping and inspiring 30 people. The people around you, right? That's the world. You are the world. Those people are the world. And if there's anything that we need in this world, is more people with a positive mindset, with a little bit more discipline, and how we show up within ourselves. Because fear, doubt, trauma, a low, dense vibration because of whatever we've been through, because of how much fucked up shit we've consumed in our brain that has lowered our vibration and put us in a place of fear, that is not going to help us to get to where we need to be, to live our dreams, to connect with our potential. Because you've got so much potential, more potential than you can even imagine. You are stronger than you think. But with a shit mindset, with fear, with doubt, there's no possibility. You're going to drown in that. And then you'll never move forward. And then you'll be the person at the end with the spirits and the angels, the dreams of your life that'll come to you and say, we were with you. Why? Why did you forget about us? Why didn't you believe in yourself? Why didn't you love yourself enough? Why didn't you surround yourself with positive people? Why did you stay in that shit relationship? Why did you stay in that job for the fucking your whole life when you knew you were better than that? You knew you could have done more, but you didn't fucking believe in yourself. So you stayed there the whole fucking time. Why? You were like, oh. Because people were judging me, because people were saying that it was a stupid idea, because my family didn't support me. Fuck your family. My family doesn't believe in me, so I'm not going to fucking live my dreams. You know, that's just sick. That's fucking sickness. You know what I mean? Sick? Listening to other people's opinions and letting them control your life. That's sick. In Polish, they say choroba. Right? It's a fucking sickness. listening to the shit outside and lets you control your brain, and then you don't take action and show up like the way that you're supposed to show up because you've got so much greatness in you. But, you know, the beautiful thing about your life is that you can make better decisions. And I hope that by listening to this podcast today, that you make better decisions for yourself with who you surround yourself with, where you invest your time, what you actually invest in, because that is the definitive experiences that will help you to become a better version of yourself, will help you to live your dreams, will help you to make the changes in your life. So if you're watching right now and you're on YouTube, if you look at the bottom of this video, at the bottom, there's a link. I've created a new community. It's called the Inner Work Club. And if you're someone, and even if you're on TikTok, right, I've put the link in my TikTok bio. If you are someone that wants to surround themselves with a like-minded community, you want to have some free trainings and coaching with me every single month. You want to get access to an abundance of trainings and resources that we have for you that I've created over the last 5 years. All you need to do is click the link below. If you're on TikTok, click the link in my bio and join the Inner Work Club. Because if there's anything that's changed my mind, anything that's helped me to evolve, it's surrounding myself with positive people, surrounding myself with like-minded people. If you're watching on Instagram and you want to join the Inner Work Club, just send me a direct message. Go on Instagram, send me a direct message and say, Luke, I want to join the Inner Work Club. If you're watching here on YouTube, there's a link below this video. Click that link. Maybe there's someone from my team that'll send a link in the chat as well. Join the Inner Work Club. Join us, because together, this is how we are the change. This is how we change the world, because we surround ourselves with positive people. We learn, we grow, we invest in ourselves. We become wiser, more emotionally aware, and we don't tolerate all the bullshit that's happening around the world. We don't tolerate the bullshit relationships. We don't tolerate people treating us like shit. We believe in ourselves. We love ourselves. We overcome our fears, overcome adversity. We become stronger because of what we go through, but we don't let it limit us. And then we rise up and we fucking live our best life. And that's what I'm here to help you to achieve, you know? And it really is a blessing to grow out of not believing in yourself, you know? It is one of the biggest blessings that you can give yourself. I know many of us fall into this unconscious, almost people-pleasing kind of behavior of trying to bless other people more than we bless ourselves, you know, giving to other people. I know that it's a good feeling. And where does it really come from? We need some sort of validation. We need to feel good that we're alive. So we give to other people and then they go to, oh, wow, thank you so much. I really appreciate what you're giving to me. That's so wonderful. And then we get some validation and we feel seen. Well, what is that telling us? Well, maybe we were never seen, loved, supported, heard. We were rejected when we were children. Right? Maybe we're in a toxic relationship for 20 years and our partner didn't give a fuck about us. They didn't even see us or speak to us, you know? And so now all we're doing is people pleasing all the time and giving to people and wanting that validation, you know, wanting that approval, feeling a sense of approval makes us feel like we're worthy, we're loved, we're seen, right? You know? And so I'm just here to remind you that you can bless yourself too. You can validate yourself too. You can give more to yourself than you give to others, because then when you give more to yourself, you have more to give to others because you're taking care of you, right? Instead of just leaving yourself high and dry, not realizing or wondering why you're fucking drained all the time, why you're not your best version of yourself, why you're feeling empty inside because you give and give and give, kurva mach, you know, giving all the time. And it's like, fucking give to yourself, man. You know, power yourself up. That is where things are going to change. When you show up for you, when you give to you, when you put yourself first, when you respect yourself, when you love the shit out of yourself. And it doesn't have to be like a full-on, like, don't get it twisted, ladies and gentlemen, because so many people can misconstrue this kind of message of like, you've been in a narcissistic, abusive, toxic, manipulative, fucked up relationship so bad it hurts so much. And maybe you've even been through some really bad experiences as a child and you completely are just like, you know, fuck everyone or fuck men or fuck women or whatever. You're like that, you know? And now you're like, that's it. I'm just going to, it's all for me. I love me and it's all about me and screw everyone and all this kind of shit. And it's like, ladies and gentlemen, like you're missing the point. Okay. It's not about screw everyone. It's about focus on your shit and evolve as a human being. Evolve to a higher vibration so that you can actually attract the right people into your life and not attract bullshit. You'll only attract bullshit when you haven't healed yourself, okay? Because you don't know your worth, and so you tolerate crap. You know, when you know your worth, you won't tolerate bullshit, okay? Sometimes when you evolve into a better version of yourself, you'll still attract some crap, and that's just God saying, I'm going to test you to see if you've learned your lesson. I'm going to test you to see if you've still evolved or if you're holding on to some trauma still, you know? And then guess what? Don't put yourself down, because that's what we'll do. We'll go, oh, fucking hell, why does it keep happening to me? Shit, I haven't. Well, because we've got some lessons to learn, you know? And if you love yourself and if you have a better relationship with yourself, then you'll be more kind to yourself and say, wow, I fucked up again. All right, what's the lessons? Let me learn from that. Where were the red flags that I didn't pick up on, that I should have picked up on? And now I know better. Instead of shitting on yourself, instead of going, well, everyone's fucked, or these people are screwed, or these people are screwed, so I'm not going to be available for anyone, and I'm just going to be a loner and go on my own, right? And really, it's just like, man, spend some time on yourself. Give back to yourself. But remember, we are stronger together, okay? We don't label every single person as the same just because five specific types of people have fucked us over and all of a sudden we say they're all bad. Bullshit. Get that out of your fucking head. That's probably the worst thing about what has happening around the world, what has been happening, correct my English, around the world with multiculturalism, with nationalities, with this race and that race and this religion and that religion. Everyone's like, these people are bad. These people are bad. So all of a sudden, they're all fucking bad. That's the worst fucking trap that anyone has ever put us in. Judging all the people because of two fucking people, five people, 20 different people. Right? It's stupid. You know, like I have been to Italy, to Greece, to Spain recently, to the UAE, like to Australia. I'm in Poland right now. And guess what? There's fucking shit people everywhere. But you know what else? There's extraordinary people everywhere. And if you want to focus on the shit people, you'll see more shit people, you know? But the truth is, you know, I come from a different place. I don't know, man. I'm not from here. You know, I see things with love because that's what I am, right? I'm not here to retaliate. I'm not here to become like others, you know? And this, I think, is one of the biggest challenges for us, you know, because we want revenge, you know, and we want to hurt the people that are hurting us. And one of the biggest things that I believe we can do as people is to be a bit more self-aware, be a bit more conscious, you know, and come from a place of love, you know, not from a place of like, well, if someone is hurting someone else, man, they must be hurt, eh? You know, like for someone to want to hurt someone else, what's going on? You know, like even when I think about, you know, I've worked with a lot of people with childhood trauma, sexual abuse, like physical abuse. And I think to myself, what the fuck are those parents doing? What the fuck was a freaking grown person like taking advantage of a fucking young person, little person? Like, what the fuck? Who does that? Like, it's disgusting. It's fucking not normal. So then you try to go into the mind of the person. What condones that kind of behavior? Taking advantage of someone innocent. Like, what is it? So I try to process it and think to myself, well, who the fuck taught that kind of behavior to the person? Where did they see it? Did they learn it? A lot of the times, ladies and gentlemen, as I've learned through my own research of working with so many people in personal development and personal transformation and inner child healing and trauma healing, a lot of the times what I've learned is they were abused. The abusers were abused. Like, where does the dysfunction come from? What, they're just fucking born that way? Bullshit. I was born to be an abuser. I was born to take advantage of a fucking innocent person. Stupid. You know what I mean? So we are the change. We are the ones. And if you've ever been through any experiences like that, I'm here to remind you that you can heal, that you can overcome that, that you didn't make it this far, and to hide it for this long, to not have the strength to be able to process it psychologically and overcome it and heal it and own your story, not let your story own you, so that you don't have to suffer for the rest of your life. Because it's not your fault, but it's your responsibility now. Okay? It's up to you now to say, you know what? Like, keep listening to this podcast. I'll keep screaming at you. You know, and sometimes that's what we need. We need that push up the ass. We need that kick up the ass, you know, because this is the challenging part. It's uncomfortable. It's hard to deal with the thoughts of pain, what we went through. It's not easy. But when you're surrounded, that's why I say, guys, please join the Inner Work Club. Okay? Click the link below this video, because when you're surrounding yourself with community, when you're surrounding yourself with positivity, when you're surrounding yourself with people that are here to inspire you, lift you up, that's going to help you to actually believe that you can do it, you know? And that's definitely one of the challenges, you know, is, of course, like I said, like, what the fuck is that crap, you know? And again, when we look at the timeline of events in the last, you know, 100 years from the 1900s to the 2000s, and now it's 2025, like, crazy, man. Like, the last 125 years. I mean, what was going on in the world in 1944, 1920? Like, what was life like in 1950 or 60? It was fucked. You know what I mean? Like, the oppression, the Holocaust, the wars, the, like, messed. Right? So we're growing out of this shit now, you know? So we got to get to this realization that whatever we've been through, whatever happened to us, whatever happened to them, like, and it's not an excuse, guys. Don't get a twist here to fucking make excuses for poor fucking behavior, for rubbish behavior, for absolute fucking disgusting behavior, for shit. Right? Not here to make excuses for it. But it's come from the past. And we are the ones that say, it stops with me. This shit, it stops with me. And then guess what? Success, a positive mindset, living at my dreams, being the change, creating more peace in the world, it fucking starts with me. And then you start the new round, ladies and gentlemen. Then you start the new round, and we are the ones that make the changes so that in 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, the kids that grow up are fucking normal, right? Well, they're not doing podcasts about, oh, yeah, in 2025, it was all fucked up. You know, rather, you know, there was a huge healing movement in 2025. There was a huge healing movement where so many people realized that it was their responsibility to overcome the trauma, overcome the pain, and change the way they thought. And they took responsibility so that we could have peace, so that we could have healthy people, so that we didn't have all this shit going on in houses around the world? Because we're not here to have, what is the purpose of life? What's the purpose of a marriage? What's the purpose of a relationship? To have a shit relationship? To be abusing each other? What's the purpose of family? To abuse your children? To take advantage of a minor? What's the fucking point? What's that shit? What's the purpose of it? Well, you think about, what's the purpose of having someone that you can be close to, that you can love, that you can be with? Because you care about them. Because you want to connect, because you want to kiss them, because you want to love them, because you want to travel together, you want to have a family. What's the purpose of community? To be together, to enjoy. You know, I just went to Spain on a yacht with 10 people. What was the fucking purpose? Because we came to connect, we came to laugh, we came to have a drink, we came to have a great time. That's the whole point. What's the purpose of having all this fucking money and being by yourself? Stupid. So don't say, I'm just going to do everything by myself because everyone's fucked. We are stronger together. We are better together. If you haven't found your people, you haven't found yourself. You want to find your people? Find yourself. You want to attract better people? You want to attract healthy relationships? Become healthier within yourself. You fix yourself. I'm telling you, man, fix your mind and you will start attracting better people into your life. And this is a day where it's possible for you. You could join our inner work club. Click the link below. And guess what? You might meet some people that you've been waiting to meet. There may be some people that have been looking for people like you because they've had enough of this shit. They just want to surround themselves with greatness. They want to surround with people who believe in them, surround themselves with people that are actually taking action and doing something about the shit that they've been dealing with. And they don't want to stay stuck anymore. They want to surround themselves with some sort of different energy because whatever they've been doing up until now ain't fucking working. They're just staying here. It's the same shit. And you got to ask yourself the question, am I going to just stay where I'm at or got to do something different? Because if you want change, man, you got to make some changes. I've got a funny feeling that you're going to make some changes. You watching this, man? Yeah. You're going to make some changes. It's funny how Michael Jackson sings that song, Man in the Mirror. And it's so powerful because when I started looking myself in the mirror, I changed my life. I started learning to love myself and speak to myself in the mirror. It changed my life. And in the song, he says, I'm going to make a change. For once in my life, it's going to feel real good. It's going to make a difference. I'm going to make it right. The man in the mirror. Go and have a hard fucking look at yourself and realize that you're the change and you can make a change today. I believe in you. I know you can do it. Ladies and gentlemen, we are always just one step away from a better life. And I remember making a change in 2018, and it's 2025. And who I've become has been someone that I never, ever, ever even imagined that I had this kind of potential. I didn't even know who I was. And I'm just here to remind you that if I can overcome my fears, if I can overcome the fear of public speaking, if I can overcome my own self-doubt, if I can overcome being scared all the time, if I can learn to love myself, if I can learn to become emotionally intelligent and aware, if I can believe that I can live my dreams and I am, then so can you. One day at a time. One step at a time. The journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. Assume the wish fulfilled. You don't have to be who you want to be straight away, but you start acting like it and you'll fast forward and attract your success a lot quicker. Dr. Wayne Dyer. Start stepping into that version of yourself that you want to become. Because before I became who I am today, I was acting as if I was already this person 5 years ago. The power of your thoughts, the power of prayer, the power of meditation, the power of being intentional, the power of your mind. Program yourself for success. Don't let the world program you. You're the one that's in control. Don't let your mind control you. You control your mind. I believe in you guys. Thank you so much for being with me. Thank you so much for being with me. I appreciate you so much. And I can't wait to continue to show up for you, to inspire you, to motivate you, to wake you up to your greatness, because I ain't giving up. I'm just getting started. And I'm so excited for you. And if you really enjoyed this episode, make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel. Subscribe. Make sure you share this episode with your friends. And if you want to join our Inner Work Club, I can't wait to invite you into there. See you in there. There's a link below this video. You can click the link and join. You'll have to sign up to our platform that we use for our communities. It's not very difficult. You just put your name, email. They'll send you a password, log in, and then you're going to start a journey that is going to completely transform your life. I'm sending you so much love. I will see you on the next Luke Mindpower podcast episode. See you soon.